Rita was harmony and order. Rita kept the universe intact and preserved unity. It's similar to that Greek idea of logos. Even the gods were subject to Rita. The concept of Rita, though, had more than just cosmological significance. It also regulated moral order and the order of ritual. In fact, two of the most important words associated with morality and ceremony are derived from the same root as the syllable Rita. The words right, as in right and wrong, or human rights, and rite, as in ritual, clearly indicate the way the Vedic world connected cosmic structure, morality, and moral activity. The Aryans, of course, pondered how this world came into being, and the Veda offered several different explanations. It does not seem to have been a problem that these stories of the world's creation are often at odds with one another. Even today, the Hindu tradition contains dozens of differing accounts of creation. One of the most intriguing of the Vedic cosmogonies is a short hymn that seems intended to astound and to confuse rather than to explain. It has been the subject of hundreds of commentaries throughout Hindu history. As I read an English translation of this hymn, I will pause at various points to offer my own commentary. This is called the Hymn of Creation. There was neither non-existence nor existence then. There was neither the realm of space nor the sky which is beyond. What stirred? Where? In whose protection? And was there water, bottomlessly deep? There was neither death nor immortality then. There was no distinguishing sign of day or of night. That one breathed windless by its own impulse. Other than that, there was nothing beyond. This Vedic cosmogony opens by taking us to the limits of our capacity to think. Our ordinary ways of thinking depend on dualities, yes and no, subject and object, is and is not. This song thrusts us beyond those dualities by invoking a time that is no time, a place that is no place. It is a time and place where there is neither nothing nor not nothing. In this context, the hymn asks questions, echoing themes of other attempts to explain the world's origin. Did anything move? Were there primordial waters, like some of the other stories suggest? Moving from questions to statements, the song then introduces an entity known only as That One. The identity of That One is not clear, but we do know that it breathes by its own power, windlessly, as it were. Darkness was hidden by darkness in the beginning. With no distinguishing sign, all this was water. The life force that was covered with emptiness, That One arose through the power of heat. The story gets more complicated and obscure. It now suggests that there were primordial waters with no distinguishing marks, similar perhaps to that watery chaos of the biblical account of creation. That One, who was introduced earlier, now appears to be identified with the life force, a power that seems to have come into being through heat. The heat is tapas, a creative energy that is associated with the god Agni and is manifested by meditators in deep concentration. Desire came upon That One in the beginning. That was the first seed of mind. Poets, seeking in their hearts with wisdom, found the bond of existence in non-existence. Their cord was extended across. Was there a below Was there above? There were seed placers. There were powers. There was impulse beneath. There was giving forth above.